Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another explosive installment. From very high above, all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. David Iverson back with you for another program of broadcast excellence. We begin with a little addition to Saturday's program. Have you ever left work and when you got home, you thought, God, I should have done it that way? Or better yet, when you finish a discussion and you walk away and you think, ugh, I should have said that. You just wish that if you had it to do all over again, then you would have said the right thing. Not often, but I sometimes have those same feelings. The only difference is I always get another crack at the baseball. In fact, I get as many cracks at it as I want. Well, until I get tired of it, that is. One of the luxuries of being me. Well, during Saturday's program, I was regaling you of all of the exploits of Representative Poisonberry Crago. You see, he had driven down to Casper to join all of the foolishness put on by the Natrona County Republican Party. During the course of the evening, he and his fellow redcoats discussed all of the bad implications of Y.O. Rhino, so-called bad implications being in quotation marks. As with many things, it's all a matter of perspective. If you're a redcoat, it really is a bad thing if your terrible voting record is exposed for all your constituents to see. On the other hand, if you're not one of those 93 people that hang out at the Wyoming Capitol, it is absolutely a good thing that liberal voting records get hung out for all the world to see. At some point during the evening, Barry Crago said this.
And this does, a lot of this stuff doesn't allow us to do that. And that's not the Wyoming I know. I mean, that's part of my problem with this. It's just a cultural thing.
But Iverson has invited you on.
To a place where we can disagree and we can get in a room and we can talk about our disagreements.
Yeah.
We don't have to agree when we leave, but at least we understand each other's points of view.
He's right. Because Wyoming's moving away from that. Town hall because people
and it's moving away from that very quickly.
Yeah, Mr. Let's get in a room and talk about our differences. We need to treat each other with a little more civility. Uh-huh. Here's what happens when Barry Crago gets in a room with people that disagree with him.
This is a town
hall. How about
hall?
This? It's our town hall.
No, it's our town hall.
No, it's not.
It was instigated by our request.
No, ma'am. Marianne, we asked Ashley to come, and you can wait. It's our town hall. I'm hosting it, and William's hosting it.
The questions will be ours.
That's fine. You can ask whatever question you want.
We want to make sure we have
when Ashley's done.
Time to ask the question.
Yep. Please take your seat. It's Ashley's going to go ahead and present.
Understood.
And if you don't, hold on, folks. If you don't, we'll have you escorted out. Thank you.
Oh, so thank you very much. Oh.
Both of those sound bites are old news. I played them for you on Saturday's program. But there's another Barry Crago classic that I guess technically I forgot about. I've had it in my possession for some time, waiting for the precise moment to give it to you. So remember, Representative Barry Crago wants to get in a room with people he disagrees with and talk about their differences. This little piece of audio was recorded approximately 3 months ago. Now, what had happened is one of Barry's constituents had submitted a Freedom of Information Act request to Johnson County. He was asking for all of the county's financial statements. As often happens with government, Johnson County officials were not exactly forthcoming with all of the requested information. And so they asked the county attorney's office to step in. Representative Barry Crago is the deputy county attorney for Johnson County. So not only is he a public servant in his capacity as state representative, he is also a public servant in the county prosecutor's office. Representative Crago himself is not a criminal prosecutor. He handles all of the civil stuff for the county. Johnson County officials, either through incompetence or negligence, didn't want to cough up county records, And so, Representative Barry Crago stepped in. Here's what happened yet another time Barry Crago was in a room with people that he disagrees with.
Well, I'm not. And if you're going to be a jerk, we'll just go do something else. I'm trying to get to the answer to make sure we're talking about...
Did you just call me a jerk?
I did.
If you're going to be a jerk about it, wow. There's nothing like hurling a few insults to get the conversation moving. Mr. Let's get in a room and talk about our differences. Yeah. Well, not 3 minutes and 24 seconds later, Barry Crago says this.
So here's the other reason I'm frustrated. Wait,
how about you just sue us? We'll go from there. That'll be simpler.
Ombudsman?
Would you like us to sue you?
That would be great.
Aw, gee, shucks, Wally. I thought they had forgotten all about that. Do you want us to sue you? Yeah, that would be great. It would be a lot easier than us just following the law. In the end, Barry Crago and Johnson County officials did cough up the requested documents right on time with what it says in the Wyoming Open Records Act. As it turns out, there was a very good reason why Crago and Johnson County officials didn't want those records to become public. Because, frankly, they're a disaster. But it's just one more example of how Barry Crago treats people who disagree with him. He lashes out, he calls them names. You ought to see what he does in Cheyenne. It's absolutely amazing. I've watched him yell at a couple of lobbyists because one of his pet bills died. While I had my press pass in hand, Crago even got me thrown out of a committee meeting. One that was illegally held, by the way, which is why he didn't want the press in there. And if you were wondering, there are no private committee meetings in Cheyenne. They are all subject to the Wyoming Open Meetings Act. What I'm getting at is all of their calls for civility and talking about our disagreements and debating and all of that, it's a load of bullcrap. None of them really believe it. Because if they did, they wouldn't say one thing in public and then go back home and behave just like Barry Crago. As my pal Chad Prather says, if they keep giving me material, I'll keep telling the jokes. Oh yeah, and if you want to go see him, he'll be at the Beacon in Casper on Saturday. To get tickets for the show, go to his website, watchchad.com. Coming up, I want to go into this a little bit further. Figure out why these people think that they can get away with this, why they can say stuff in public and then go right back home and behave exactly the opposite. Well, there's an easy answer for all of it. It's called the media. It's not just that the media protects them. They do. But the media actually supports these people, and I've got the evidence. But first, I've got to find a way to pay for this cool new studio that I'm building. Morning Reload is brought to you by the Buffalo Wool Company. They're the purveyors of the warmest socks that you're ever going to put on your feet. I'm not kidding, my friends. I've tried just about every kind of wool sock that I think that is made. And nothing even comes close to socks from the Buffalo Wool Company. Go to their website, thebuffalowoolco.com. Trust me, you're not going to be disappointed, and neither will those little toes of yours. So that covers one end of your body. What about the other one? Your head. Though it's only fall, and make no mistake, it's here, my friends, and it's my favorite time of year, but you really got to pay attention to keeping your head warm, specifically your ears. The best way to do that is go to newtrendhats.com and find a hat to keep that pretty little pointed head of yours warm. They've got a wide selection of hats for both men and women, and you're sure to find just the perfect one you're looking for. The website is newtrendhats.com. Go there now. No, wait. Finish listening to the program and then go to newtrendhats.com. A couple of program notes before we go after the media. There's a big story that's being dropped at 12 o'clock by our pal Joey Correnti. You can listen to it on his podcast, Just Blame Joey. Just go to Podbean, search for Just Blame Joey, and you'll find it. Trust me, it's a gigantic story about the media, and it's one that I think has some pretty important implications. So make sure you don't miss it. I've got a pretty big week planned on the program. On Wednesday's episode, I'm going to talk about all of the political implications from that story that I just mentioned. And then I have a great interview with United States Representative Harriet Hegeman. She's introduced a new energy poverty bill, We talked a little bit about that, and then she wanted to talk about the impeachment inquiry, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and a lot of other stuff. So we're going to do all of that on Wednesday's installment of the program. And then on Saturday, I have another special treat for you. We're going to talk with a guy named Peter Vedenka. He emigrated to the United States from Czechoslovakia. Now, if you don't know anything about Czechoslovakia in the 80s, it was one of the communist countries. As far as communist countries go, it was probably one of the better ones. I mean, still communist, still terrible, but at least they weren't kidnapping children that we know of. It's a great interview. We talk about his journey to the United States and the book he wrote about it. So you definitely don't want to miss a minute of cowboy state politics this week. Back to the media. How do all of these redcoats get away with all of their outrageous behavior? They're protected by the media. And it's not just that, they're supported by them. It is absolutely true. Trotsky wrote an article in the Cowpie about all of that ridiculous behavior down in Natrona County last Thursday. It's entitled, "With Wild Rhino a No-Show for Debate, Panel Talks State of Wyoming GOP." First of all, none of those people up there have any idea what happens with the Wyoming GOP. With the exception of Barry Crago, I can't remember the last time I saw any of the people on that panel at a state central committee meeting. And also, with the exception of Barry Crago, all of the rest of them were present when they kicked the Wyoming GOP out of the House Republican caucus meetings. You would expect that a Republican caucus meeting would include the Republican Party, but they don't anymore. The only reason why I said, with the exception of Barry Crago, is he wasn't around when they kicked the party out of their caucus meetings. And why would the House Republicans kick the GOP out of their Republican caucus meetings? Well, because they're not really Republicans. With the exception of the 26 conservatives in the House, and the year before that, there was far fewer of them, the vast majority of the people in the House of Representatives couldn't even define what the word Republican means. So it's pretty rich that a group of people that vote like Democrats over 80% of the time, and that's the average, those are just the numbers of how they vote, are talking about the state of the Wyoming GOP. The tone of Trotsky's article is very much complimentary of all of the redcoats that were on that panel, and he doesn't really criticize them in any way, shape, or form, though he does quote a couple of conservatives who were in the audience. But none of that is what I want to point out to you. If you scroll about two-thirds of the way down in the article, you'll find this passage, and let me just read it for you. Quote, "Obermueller said he listens to his constituents over the state GOP, drawing a loud roar from the audience. He drew a comparison between America and Russia." Now here's Obermueller. "On election day, there, the party is still in charge. The day after the party is still in charge, you do what the party says," he said. "In America, the difference with us is that on election day, the people are heard, the people vote," end quote. But that's not exactly what Obermueller said. There's a little tiny yet very important piece that Trotsky omitted from that quotation. Here's the soundbite of Representative Obermueller in his own words that Trotsky is referring to. I'm sure that you can pick out the difference. Here it is.
"Don't hold the state Republican Party higher than my voters that voted me in. See, this is the distinction between us and the way the Communist Party operates in Russia. On election day, the party is still in charge. The day after, the party is still in charge."
Did you catch it? Trotsky omits the word communist from his quotation. Why did he do that? Because the word communist has some very negative connotations to it. The way that Trotsky wrote it is far less inflammatory. Not only that, it is definitely not an exact quote, though in his article, Trotsky puts quotation marks around it. Now, I'm not being nitpicky here. This is grammar 101. When you put quotation marks around something, that means it's an exact quote of what somebody said. And that is definitely not what Representative Obermueller said. Here it is again.
"See, this is the distinction between us and the way the Communist Party operates in Russia."
This is not a little thing, and it's not just an oversight, because this is something that Trotsky does all of the time. I know numerous people down in Cheyenne that won't even talk to him because he continually misquotes people, and he does it on purpose. Trotsky omitted the word communist because he knows that it shows Obermueller's contempt for the Republican Party in Wyoming. He did it to take a really inflammatory comment and flip it around to make Obermueller look good. But this is what the media does all of the time in Wyoming. Ask yourself, when have you seen an article written by one of the major media sources in Wyoming that was even at the very least critical of one of the redcoats? Ask yourself. I don't think I've seen one. And if I have, it was so long ago that I just don't remember. So the media covers for the redcoats all of the time. And this is just one example. But it goes far deeper than that. The media actually supports these people, as if writing mountains of genuflecting articles wasn't enough. The media supports these people in their campaigns. Now, the guy that owns the Cow Pie is named B. Wayne Hughes. He's a gajillionaire from California. I've never met him, but I hear personally that he's a pretty nice guy. I mean, he owns a charitable foundation and he gives a lot of money to different causes. So that's a good thing. What is not a good thing is donating exorbitant amounts of money to people who really aren't Republicans and vote almost entirely like Democrats. Even though the redcoats lie a lot, the numbers they produce don't. Since 2020, the owner of the Cow Pie, the Cowboy State Daily, his name is B. Wayne Hughes, has given $506,000 to the PAC Wyoming Hope. They donate almost exclusively to redcoats. If you look up their campaign contributions, it is a laundry list of people who vote like Democrats almost all of the time. Let me give you just a couple of names. There's Representative Bill Henderson. Yeah, this guy.
Whoa, I think you got to stop and take a look at what you're doing here. I speak against this because it kind of reminds me of that fairy tale, Cinderella.
There's Barry Crago, Jared Olson, former Redcoat Speaker of the House, Steve Harshman. Good old Steve Harshman, the guy that said only the rich benefit from caps on property taxes. Here it is.
So what's happened in these states that have done caps? And some of them are wealthy states, but really, who's benefited? The rich are going to benefit the most. They're going to benefit the most.
And again, these people claim to be Republicans, but they act just like Democrats. There's John Conrad, Lloyd Larson, Ember Oakley. Then there's Senator Slithers, Tara Nethercott. They gave her quite a bit of money. It's a whole big laundry list of redcoats that Wyoming Hope gives money to. And the vast majority of it, $506,000 since 2020, originates with the owner of the Cowboy State Daily, B. Wayne Hughes. There are two exceptions on that list, two fairly conservative people that I kind of like, Tamar Trujillo and Megan Degenfelder. Wyoming Hope gave Megan a lot of money in the last election, but the rest of them, it's all redcoats. And I'm sure if you looked into the people that run Wildfile or the Wyoming Tribune Eagle or the Casper Star Tribune, you'd find a similar pattern of campaign donations to almost exclusively redcoats, because the vast majority of the Wyoming media is predominantly liberal. So the media supports these people with their money, and then they write articles that are not only flattering, that cover up the truth. They claim they are reporting exact quotations when really they're omitting really important stuff. Words mean things, and you can't just omit them. It completely changes the context of whatever it is that person was saying. And it's journalistic malpractice because you're lying to your readers.
2 + 2 = 4, not 5 if you want it to be 5. And this is not to be discriminatory. This is to stand up for language. Words mean things.
Like when Jerry Obermueller compared the Wyoming GOP to communists. It's a commonplace behavior for the Wyoming media. Given everything that I've told you this morning, why would you assume that they're actually reporting things fairly to you? You shouldn't, because they're not. In some cases, they're just plain lying to you. So there you have it. As I mentioned, you definitely don't want to miss Wednesday's episode. I've got a great interview with Harriet Hageman, and I'm going to give you some reaction to the story that our pal Joey Correnti is breaking today at 12 noon. And again, you should really go listen to it straight from Joey's mouth. To find his show, you can either go to the website, justblamejoey.com, or you can go to Podbean and search Just Blame Joey. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns, at the Cowboys State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboys State Politics.